Siddur Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother. My wife's grandmother is goldsmith Esther Bas Yaakov. We're still in Kedusha the Yotzer, the first bracha of Shema, and the Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kvod Hashem. We're familiar with it as we say Kedusha several times a day. So we're up to this next sentence, and here in the context of a conversation between the angels. The angels are praising, and they're singing the glory of God. They request permission, they coordinate, they collaborate with great humility, but they're trying to glorify Hashem, to exalt the Almighty. In that context, they proclaim, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, blessed is the glory of Hashem from His place. Now you, me, we've been saying this several times a day, every day of the week, some of us for many, many years. What do these words even mean? Baruch Kvod Hashem, blessed is glory. How do you bless glory? Blessed is the glory of Hashem. Mimkomo, and where is the blessing of this glory? It's happening mimkomo, from His place. Anyone have God's address? Is it an IP address or a physical address? How do you send a mail, email? What does it mean? Baruch Kvod Hashem mimkomo. How do you bless Hashem from His place? The Gemara Chagiga already is bothered by this. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel says, what does that mean? Why do we call Hashem makom? And the Gemara responds, Shehu mekomo shel olam, vein olam mikomo. Hashem is the makom of the olam. The world is a manifestation of Him. He is not contained within the world itself. This notion of one of the names of Hashem being makom, we find in several places. Baruch ha-makom baruch hu, in the Pesach Haggadah, ha-makom yenachem eschem, just came from a funeral, when you comfort mourners, you say ha-makom, may God be the one who comforts you. One of the names of Hashem is makom. And the idea is, while others are contained physically, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no boundaries, no borders. He is everywhere. But the notion of makom, Rav Hirsch says, is when we feel a relationship with Hashem which is distanced, when it's hard to access Him, when we perhaps feel a sense of doubt or uncertainty. You see that with the Akedah. When Avram is walking with Yitzchak, Vayaras ha-makom me-rachok. And in that sense, perhaps is the description or the definition of what makom means. Vayaras ha-makom me-rachok, when one feels me-rachok, when a person feels distance, which would explain why is it that we say ha-makom yanachim eschem, why don't we say Hashem, Elokim, Kel, we have so many names for God. Why would we comfort a mourner by saying ha-makom? Shulchan Aruch codifies, by the way, ha-makom yarachim, when you offer a prayer on someone who is sick or who's lost a valuable object or sustained a great financial loss. There's also a prayer you say, ha-makom. It begins with ha-makom. Because when a person has sustained something tragic or painful or difficult, and they don't feel necessarily the divine love and affection, they connect and they feel Hashem is ha-makom. Commentaries on Haggadah say, it's almost Pesach, Baruch ha-makom baruch hu, why is that the introduction, ha-makom? Baruch ha-makom, why are we calling Hashem makom? Because what is that the introductory paragraph to? What comes next? The Arba Banim, the four sons. And included among the four sons is the Rasha. So Baruch ha-makom, somebody who struggles because they feel they have a child. We once gave a whole Shabbos Haggadah drasha, who is the Rasha? It's none of our children. It doesn't mean somebody who's not connecting at the moment. It's really something quite egregious. But a person has really a Rasha in their home, in their family. Baruch ha-makom, at that moment, they may not feel so close to Hashem. So understanding number one, ha-makom, is mimekomo, baruch kvod Hashem mimekomo. Even when he feels distance, the kavod Hashem, one doesn't have to feel close to recognize His glory, to see His omnipotence, to see that He's infinite, to know that He's all-powerful. Number two is from the Nefesh HaChaim, of Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner says, the notion of makom, a place, means the way someone manifests themselves. It's not really where they are, it doesn't contain their essence, but it is as far as we know them. It's how we can relate to, or connect, or capture. The art scroll on the bottom of its sitter, when it quotes this Nefesh HaChaim, says, for example, we say that a person takes his father's place. The vernacular, the description we use is somebody takes their father's place. But the case of Hashem, all we can do is bless His eminence. We perceive it coming to us from His place. We don't know His place. You can't visit Him there. We don't have His address. We don't relate to, we can't comprehend. We can't access. All we know is the way He manifests and the way He interacts with us as our sustainer, our healer, our judge, the one who gives us life, every aspect. but we don't know him in terms of his essence. The Be'er Ma'an Chaim writes, it's not a coincidence, an acronym. Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kamo, first letter of all those words, the acronym is Bochim, which is to cry. The Be'er Ma'an Chaim says, when a person says this phrase, when a person affirms their belief, Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kamo, that even if you feel distance, the Kavod Hashem is what's eminent. A person can trust that they connect to Hashem, even if limited in how much we know about Him. If Bochim, if a person says it with tears, with sincerity, with passion, if a person is genuine when they appeal to and daven to Hashem, if it's heartfelt, then it will be heard, and then it will go far. So we'll continue tomorrow night. One last explanation, Baruch Hashem, Kvod Hashem Im Kamo, actually from our Parsha. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, on our Parsha, references that Hashem speaks to Moshe from the Sneh. He speaks to Moshe from a bush. What kind of bush is it? I'll leave you with this to think about for tomorrow night, because we've not yet hit the 6-minute mark. And it's 6-minute sitter snippets. So, why does he speak to him from, what kind of bush is the Sneh? There's an allusion in yesterday's daf to a Sneh. Inve ha-Sneh. What's a Sneh? A thorn bush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find roses, or what are other nice flowers? An orchid, or bougainvillea, whatever that purple flower is called. He couldn't find something more beautiful. Why a lowly thorn bush? If you did the Rashi yesterday, you know what Rashi in the Pasha says. And the Maharal uses that to explain our phrase, Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kamo. We'll pick up with it tomorrow.